This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Russia will be held accountable if it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion, and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, etc.
Minor incursion. What did that mean?
Nora, Russia's going to pounce on that phrase during diplomatic talks, which are set to begin Friday.
Like Kobayashi.
They see Joe Biden as weak. Yesterday's press conference did not help.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
As the federal chairman, Chairman Powell.
Are you saying Powell? What are you saying?
The Fed Chairman Powell has indicated.
Why does he keep doing that?
Unchained and unstoppable.
And Joe Biden said he's had enormous progress during his presidency. I don't see it that way, do you?
Well, progress in destroying our country, yes.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Did I hear someone say in the intro that Russians were going to pounce? I thought only Republicans pounced and seized and weaponized. Now, I guess pouncing has spread to the former Soviet Union. By the way, there's only a handful left, but you can still get the $50 gift certificates for just $25 to the Fabrizio Lemon Baking Company in Salem, New Hampshire. Fresh baked cookies, biscotti, lemon loaves, and more. And it's a great product. We love it at the Howie Carr Show. And you will be receiving a digital code in the next day or so. You won't get it immediately, but upon purchase, you'll get a digital code, and that can be redeemed at FabrizioLemonBakingCompany.com. But now's your chance to get them. There are not many left. They'll be gone soon. 844-500-4242. You know, are you familiar with the congressman from Texas, from the southern part of Texas, or maybe West Texas? Henry Cuellar is down on the border. Heavily Latino district. He's a Democrat. He was asked recently by, I think, one of the networks, how is Kamala Harris doing as the border czar? And he said, with all due respect to the vice president, I don't call her anymore because I don't get called back. You know, I mean, his district is, he's a Democrat, but his district is being devastated by the illegal alien crime wave. And that's why, you know, large swaths of his district have almost overnight turned Republican, because the Mexican-American citizens are so angry about what Biden has unleashed with his open border policy. And Henry Cuellar was also the single Democrat when they passed their last abortion bill. They pass an abortion bill every couple of weeks, you know, whenever they're, you know, trying to raise money for the DCCC, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee. But he voted against the last one. So I think they've managed to purge all the pro-life Democrats out of the House, except maybe for Cuellar. And maybe there's one or two others, but I don't think so. I think he may be the last one. So I guess you can sort of see where this is going. Cuellar is an insurrectionist, you might say. So would you care to guess there are, what, 220 Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives? One Democrat's home was raided yesterday by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Would you care to guess the name of the Democrat whose house was raided by the FBI? You are correct, sir or madam. In Laredo, Texas, federal agents are conducting court-authorized law enforcement activity in the area of the Laredo, Texas home where Representative Henry Cuellar resides, according to the FBI. The FBI also said it conducted activities at the cross streets where Mr. Cuellar's campaign is headquartered. You know, I don't know what he's done or what he hasn't done, but I find it rather ominous that of all the crooked people in both parties in Congress. They pick on Henry Cuellar, who's kind of waving the red flag in the face of Brandon's administration. He's the guy that they single out to go after. Didn't Jared Golden up in the 2nd District of Maine, he voted against the trillion-dollar quote-unquote infrastructure package, didn't he? I think he was the only. Watch your back, Jared. You could be next. 844-500-4242. In powerlineblog.com, Scott Johnson, he was comparing Biden's rambling yesterday. You know, some books, some novels, you know, they have at the end the narrator or the hero kind of comes apart at the seams and just starts speaking in, you know, in stream of consciousness. Jim Thompson has one. I think it's A Swell-Looking Babe. That's one. They go back and forth between his ravings and just regular narrative. And then there's and then Scott Johnson cites the last chapter of Ulysses, Molly Bloom, his stream of consciousness, or Benji Compson in the first chapter of The Sound and the Fury. That's by William Faulkner. But you know what I was thinking yesterday, and I've noticed this before with Joe Biden. If you've never checked out Dutch Schultz, the Prohibition era gangster who was killed in a chop house in Newark, New Jersey. He was going to go after Tom Dewey, so they figured they had to get rid of him, so they shot him. And they mortally wounded him in the men's room of this bar in Newark, Mr. Garcia's hometown, and he was dying for 24 hours, and he was just he was in a delirium, and so they brought in a stenographer from the Newark Police Department to just record it. Have you ever seen that, Taylor? One of the beat poets did a whole poem about that, the Last Will and Testament of Dutch Schultz. It's really an amazing document. And that's what the, you know, reading over Joe Biden's transcript today, the only difference, Joe Biden didn't mention bean soup. That Schultz was really into that.
You've had me pull that before. It's strange to read that.
It's real, but is it much stranger than what Joe Biden was saying yesterday? It's kind of on the same level, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on the same level as far as somebody being confused as to where they are.
Yeah, but I mean, Dutch Schultz has the excuse of he's just been shot 3 times in the gut, you know. He's on his way out. 844-500-4242, quotable quote. Can you think of any other president that has done as much in 1 year? As a matter of fact, I can't. Here's another story that I just want to get to some of these stories before we go back to the calls and some guests that we've got. You know, we always talk about it. It's California and New York, particularly with this bail reform and how they're letting people out on the street to kill again and again and again. But it's not just in the blue states. There's problems in blue areas in red states, like, for instance, Texas, Houston, Harris County. Did you see this case? This guy, he was going out with this 15, 16-year-old girl, and one of them was cheating on the other, and they met in a park. She was out walking her dog, and he met her in the park, and he shot her 22 times. 22 times. He was released on bond from jail yesterday. Obviously, 22 shots. Even when the FBI is shooting at you, you're going to get killed with 22 shots. You know, everybody in the FBI now uses 22s, pink 22s. But the guy got out on bail. I mean, the bail was not New York or California style, which is personal recognizance, i.e. no bail. It was $250,000. But how the hell does a judge let out anybody who has shot anybody, let alone somebody he's close to, his girlfriend, 22 times? 22 times. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, real quick, I'll get to my point. You know, I noticed that Joe Biden and Kamala, they keep having all these threats about what they're going to do with Putin if he invades, but nobody ever talks about why Putin did what he did. Why does he have 100,000 troops on the border? You know, I believe he said something about the United Nations building up in that area. Why don't we talk more about why it's happening instead of what you're going to do if he advances?
Well, I think he doesn't want the Ukraine, or Ukraine, they call it now, to join NATO. But NATO doesn't even want Ukraine. But the fact is that, you know, we had some leverage over him when the European Union wasn't so reliant on Russian energy sources. But now they are. And it's just such a mess that we've given them this. They now have the leverage over us rather than vice versa. So we're just in a real mess here. And they made so many mistakes, and they have no idea what they're going to do. And this stuff about, you know, sanctions and trade reps. I mean, do you think they're getting all their income is from the European Union, and it's not charity. They're selling them the energy they need to keep their economies humming and their homes warm. They're not gonna, you know, cut off trade with the Russians if it means they're gonna be cold and they're not gonna have any power. It's ridiculous. I mean, these are classic empty threats. Thanks for the call, Mark. Now it's time to reset my daily routine to focus on what's most important, and HelloFresh helps me do just that. With everything I need to cook at home delivered right to my door, HelloFresh saves me a trip to the grocery store every week and takes the stress out of sticking to my goals for the new year. With 50 weekly menu and market items that change every week, including veggie, calorie smart, family friendly, and gourmet recipe options, there's always something new and delicious to try. It's more and more frustrating to go to the supermarket now, not just with the Karens and having to maybe put back the mask on depending on what town or city you're in. You now have to worry about running up against those empty shelves. Who wants to deal with that? Just have the food delivered to you. If it's on the menu, the ordering menu for HelloFresh, it will be delivered to your door. I'm big on takeout, but every HelloFresh dish is chef-crafted and made with high-quality ingredients, so I can serve up restaurant-worthy food without leaving my home. I hear sometimes from Patrice in Arlington. She last night tried the HelloFresh barbecue pineapple and sausage flatbread. It was terrific. If you haven't tried their flatbreads, Howie, they're highly recommended. Give them a try. I am not the world's biggest flatbread fan, but HelloFresh's have all been really good. That's the thing about HelloFresh. I mean, something you may not be crazy about. You know, you wouldn't order it off the menu at a restaurant, but you give it a shot.
Yeah, that's something you can do with all your plans. I mean, if you get five meals a night, you know, four of them can be good old standbys. You know, you know you're going to like it. But you can get one that maybe is a little different, that you're not sure if you're
like a flatbread.
Flatbread or, you know, something even more exotic than a flatbread. But, and if you like it, which I'm sure you will, you add it to your rotation.
Yeah. HelloFresh also saves me money by helping me cut back on excess food waste so I can put extra cash towards other 2022 goals, which I keep saying over and over again, filling up my car with gasoline. That's my goal. I'm excited to try new recipes like spicy Peruvian chicken and loaded rice to put my kitchen skills to the test, or one pan Cantina shrimp fajitas for something easier. HelloFresh has options for every time of the day, including spinach and feta egg bites and ready-to-eat cucumber salad stuffed pita pockets. So as you can see, some of these foods are healthy. Some of them are less healthy, but they're, you know, more hearty. But they're all good for you, and they're all really tasty. And there's usually leftovers. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. That's code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
Gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. They're ocean view rooms with two queen-size beds. They're pet-friendly. They're very warm, and the views are great. They also have a fireplace. These rooms are growing fast, as you might expect, so book yours today for just $119.99 at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Matt's on the board now for Jared. Matt, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would things improve or continue to deteriorate if the 25th Amendment were invoked?
Meaning Kamala Harris would replace Brandon. I think things would get even worse.
88% would agree.
All right. 844-500-4242. Can I read you just a couple of quotes, just a few quotes here about COVID and vaccinations? And how have these stood the test of time, these quotes? This is from Dementia Joe, July of last year. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. I don't think that stands up very well. Rochelle Walensky, April 2021. Vaccinated people do not carry the virus. They don't get sick. Dr. I am the science Fauci, May of last year. You become a dead end to the virus. Apparently not. Science, Dr. Science. 844-500-4242. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm trying to get your thoughts. What do you think about after the November elections that the Republicans have come out and just start impeachment proceedings for Biden, Harris, Pelosi, right down the line? These people are just not doing anything.
Well, I mean, Pelosi's going to be gone, I think. I don't think she wants to stick around as the minority leader. I don't think she enjoyed that the first time she had to do it. So she's going to be gone. But, you know, Ed, you know, I know there's some satisfaction because they still like to say, you know, these left-wing websites still like to say Donald, the twice impeached Donald Trump, but they were both BS prosecutions. Why bother? You know, if you don't have two-thirds of the votes in the Senate to get rid of these people, what's the point?
But the thing is, you got evidence. I mean, we're living it with Biden and Harris.
Yeah, but I mean, is utter incompetence a high crime or a misdemeanor under the definitions that that you would have to go by? What do you think?
Misdemeanor is what he's doing now. High crimes is what's probably going to come out in the impeachment.
I don't know. I just don't think you're going to – I don't think there's any point to it. And it just becomes a tit-for-tat. And, you know, these impeachment trials really hurt the Democrats because they were so outrageous and so preposterous. And, you know, you're right. I agree that they would have a lot more on Biden than they had on Trump. But still, I mean, what's the point? Yeah, how can you bring a case if you're not going to get a conviction? The feds today just dropped a case against a MIT researcher born in China. And, you know, they said that there was new evidence that they couldn't prove the charges against him, so they dropped it. And, you know, everybody's saying, well, Rachel Rollins got in and she broomed the case. But I'm not sure that's the case. Andrew Lelling, the former U.S. attorney, seems to think that they saw the new evidence and they couldn't get a conviction. If you can't get a conviction, why go to trial? I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Matt Schlapp is the chairman of the American Conservative Union, and he's the chairman of CPAC, which is going to be held next month in Orlando, Florida. And he's got a new book out, The Desecrators, Defeating the Cancel Culture Mob and Reclaiming One Nation Under God. He wrote it with Deal W. Hudson. And he's our guest, and I want to ask Matt first, thanks for being on the show. And how about that press conference yesterday? Have you ever seen anything like it, Matt?
Well, Howie, look, I'm not prone to give easy compliments, but I can't believe he stood up there that long. I mean, I didn't think I actually gave him credit for that, and I said on Twitter that I think he's going to go sleep for 3 days. I don't think he's stood that long ever. It was quite a long performance, but I don't think it inspired anybody to think that he's all there.
He was like a Rolex watch. He took a licking and kept on ticking, sort of.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's exactly right. He, it's kind of a sad thing, and I thought James Rosen, now of Newsmax, had the right question, which is everyone, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, you watch Joe Biden to see if he's going to fall over, if he's going to lose his thought, is he going to just kind of like meander all over the place, maybe a little mumbling. I actually think he did better than a lot of people expected. And that's one of the great things about having low expectations. If you stand up, you don't fall over, maybe you do okay. But I have to say, he basically gave China the green light on whatever it wants to do. He gave Russia the green light on whatever it wants to do. And after losing 13 American servicemen in Afghanistan, I found it appalling that he said he's not going to make any apologies to those families.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that several people have mentioned that, Dean Acheson, the Secretary of State in the Truman administration, he made this speech in 1950 to the National Press Club, and he said, talked about the defense perimeter in Asia, and he didn't mention South Korea, and 6 months later, South Korea was invaded, and, there's debate over whether that caused it or not, but you don't want to say things carelessly like that might lead your adversaries to get the wrong impression. And here's Biden, who said he was going to be a calm and a sober leader, and he had all this experience in dealing with foreign affairs, and the guy is a complete clown and a bozo.
And always wrong on the major questions of foreign policy. He hasn't really gotten any of these things right. The news media covered for him in the presidential campaign. They knew he wasn't all there. By the way, he's had to drop out of every presidential campaign because he had such outrageous faux pas. And now we have a presidency of faux pas. I keep saying we have a president that has to read cue cards and a vice president that has no clue cards. And it really is kind of sad because when it comes to national security, he's our president. We wanted to protect him, and I don't think Putin or Xi in China are quaking in their boots, and it's a bad thing for America.
What's going to happen in the fall, do you think, Matt? I mean, is there going to be a red tidal wave, which everyone is predicting?
Well, what I think last year taught us with these elections, of course, the achievement in getting the governorship and all the statewide races in Virginia. I can't even remember the last time that happened. And we won in cities like Minneapolis and Seattle, just all over the country. CRT candidates were defeated. Republicans won in cities and in towns and all over. I think that really sets up for how the election's going to go this year. I think the American people, I call myself a conservative, but I don't think it's about being a conservative anymore. I think it's about loving America and believing America is God-blessed and that we're unique and special and wonderful. And I think when you have a Democratic Party that's running down America, or as Gene Kirkpatrick famously said, blaming America first, we got one guy, Donald Trump, who wants America to be first, and the Democratic Party wants to blame America first. And I just think for a lot of people, even a lot of Democrats, they've had enough of this crap.
By the way, it's Timex, not Rolex, that takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm getting a lot of criticism about that. Sorry. What can I say?
Like, when you said Joe Biden is like a Rolex, I was like, what do you mean, like really expensive to pay for?
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, he's the big guy. He's getting either 10 or 50%, depending on which memo or email you're reading from Hunter Biden. So he's not, I'll tell you, Joe Biden, Jim Biden, Hunter Biden, none of those guys have Timexes. They all got Rolexes. They got, they're some of the richest grifters in the United States of America. So what do you make of this alleged feud that's being pumped up between two Floridians? Namely Ron DeSantis, the governor, and the former president, Donald Trump.
I think, you know, I've gotten a lot of questions about this, especially from liberal reporters. I think they want to focus on the divisions and the fights on the Republican side. And look, I mean, Donald Trump doesn't shy away from a fight, so he gets in them. And so I guess that's still a thing to cover. But I think the left knows what danger they're in from an electoral standpoint. So what they're going to try to do is say, well, you know, the Republicans really do have divisions, and it's all about Trump coming back on the stage, and won't that be a terrible thing? And I think what they don't get is that I actually think even Republicans are okay with Republicans fighting from time to time and disagreeing from time to time, as long as we're working together for the big things. And I think the real question is, what is Liz Cheney doing on this committee? What is Adam Kinzinger doing on this 1-6 committee? That's really where I think Republicans are frustrated. You know, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, I don't know if they're quibbling or not. I haven't asked either one of them. And I don't really care, because I think Ron DeSantis is doing a fantastic job. He's America's governor. He's going to be with us at CPAC in Orlando in February. And
that was my next question.
Yeah, you can still go get your tickets at conservative.org. Donald Trump will be there, although it's not announced, so I don't want to get myself in trouble. Sean Hannity was just announced. He's going to keynote our Reagan dinner. We're going to have Jim Jordan and Ted Cruz and a lot of interesting people around this vaccine and the virus and how it's been mischaracterized and the truth has been obscured. I think it's going to be a really great conference. And I think the key is for us is not that conservatives always agree and we don't always get along perfectly, but we all love the country and we're all fighting like hell to preserve it.
Yeah, let me play the Biden cut that I just referenced before you came on. Cut 20. This is a Biden flashback, speaking of COVID nonsense. Cut 20.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Suppose Trump had said that, and now, you know, now there were more infections. I mean, again, it's not as serious, obviously, but people were still getting infected, and the networks had that sound cut that they could play.
Yeah, how about it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and even when they say, well, the vaccine prevents you from getting to the hospital, and you see in a lot of these cities that it's about 50-50 between vaccinated and unvaccinated with hospitalizations. Look, Biden did a little bit like Nixon when Nixon said he had a secret plan to end the war in Vietnam. He had some kind of a secret plan to end the virus, and then he got into power. They passed a $2 trillion bill, which apparently they decided wouldn't even buy any tests. Instead, they paid off their big city left-wing friends, and he's got no answers, much different from what these professional doctors have been telling us the whole time. They really haven't had a clue. They've told the American people so many incorrect things, and now I think the American people just want to just read it themselves and make decisions for themselves. Let the experts pound sand. For me and my family, we have a great family doctor. We talk to him, and then we make our choices. We really don't need the government involved, and it's why Joe Biden, people don't realize this, two-thirds of the backbone of his approval for his first year in office were his handling of the virus, and as now more people have died under him than under Donald Trump of the virus, have contracted the virus, more people have contracted the virus, as you said, Howie, his numbers have tumbled because there was a canard. Somehow Democrats had some kind of secret plan to get rid of Chinese corona. What a joke.
Right. Then Richard Nixon said he was going to Vietnamize the war. I think that was the phrase. I mean, maybe Biden should try to COVIDize the pandemic, you know, just try to and declare victory, as Senator Aiken said from Vermont back in 1966. He had the right idea early on. You know, it's
How about this? How about blaming the Chinese instead of blaming Donald Trump? I think, you know, they blamed CPAC as a super spreader. I think that was almost 2 years ago. They blamed Donald Trump for
the Super Bowl.
Like, Super Bowl,
Sturgis,
football, or NASCAR.
Yeah, all that stuff. And how about the, you know, you talk about the billions in the infrastructure plan, all the billions that went to the schools, these school systems, especially in the urban areas, to supposedly make the schools safe. And so as soon as you get this mild variant come up, all the teachers' unions want to shut all the schools down again. You know? I mean, how many times can
teachers
they run this?
Teachers' unions are about teachers. They're not about students. We figured it out the hard way, or at least most out. And boy, I think it's another issue where Republicans are going to get the benefit of the doubt. A lot of people are saying, you know what? Education on public education than we do anything else in society. And boy, they let us down, especially these minority kids in urban schools where they have no choices. In Virginia, there are no charter schools, but Glenn Youngkin, guess what? He's going to start funding them.
Good. Tell us about your book, The Desecrators.
The Desecrators, an interesting and provocative title. We chose that, my co-author and myself, Deal Hudson, because, you know, there's this whole thing of cancel culture. It's one thing to be canceled, to have your political views canceled, and it stinks, and we've all had it happen to us, and it's un-American, but there's something much more devilish, and I use that word intentionally, going on. There's an intent by the left to attack and destroy the underpinnings of society, be it gender, be it the corresponding questions of girls' sports, the family, the church, the idea that if you're a straight, white, Christian young man in school that you should feel shame for that, and sending those kids home to write essays to apologize for their whiteness or their faith or whatever. This is an intent by a very, very slender minority, a radicalized minority in this country, to destroy this country. So cancel culture is serious, but it's much worse. It is, I think, there is a very, very serious spiritual element to all this. And I think if we all stood up, we are the largest portion of the electorate in this country are conservatives or people that love the country. We're 40% or so. If we will stand fighting back, I think we can get it done, but we better start now because our backs are against the wall. This tiny minority has been able to radicalize professional sports, corporate boardrooms, almost everything you watch on television, almost every media outlet. We don't have much more to lose, yet we're the largest part of society. How can that happen?
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, Matt Schlapp, where can people go to buy the tickets to CPAC or to learn more about the American Conservative Union and CPAC? Where can they go?
Go to conservative.org. There are still tickets available. You can see who's coming to speak. You can learn about our show, CPAC Now, which is on 3 times a week. We have great guests. And you can go to Amazon, which I don't do, or Barnes & Noble to purchase The Desecrators.
Yeah, all right.
We all have our choices. I like going to the regular bookstores.
Yeah, exactly. Anything but Amazon. I don't want to. If you buy from Amazon, you're only encouraging Dr. Evil and the Washington Post every day. And God
yes,
only knows
sir.
In what
yes,
other ways sir. he's trying to destroy society. Thank you, Matt Schlapp. We appreciate you being with us. To make the best investment decisions, you need the best information. That's why you need to subscribe to the Liberty Through Wealth newsletter. Inside this newsletter, you'll discover 10 inexpensive small cap stocks that offer outstanding profit potential and dividend payouts. Alex Green has found under the radar stocks and believes they should be the cornerstone of your retirement in the coming years. You can also learn which small caps can deliver high yield income payouts that more than rival expensive blue chip stocks. A team of experts headed by Alexander Green will show you exactly how to grow and protect what you have as well as manage risk. Stay ahead of Biden's inflation and keep your wealth out of the hands of the tax man. That's very important, obviously. The newsletter will help you achieve and maintain total financial independence. To subscribe and learn more, go to onestockretirement.com. That's onestockretirement.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
You know, some of these people that you think are gone from your TV screen. They come back like a bad penny, as they used to say. I mean, like Robert B. Reich, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, about, I guess he was about 59 inches high, the Harvard professor, he ran for governor of Massachusetts. You may remember him. He was the labor secretary under Clinton. I remember I brought him on the show and I asked him the really tough question when he was running for the Democrat nomination for governor. I said, what's the westernmost county in Massachusetts? Oh, man, that gets him. They can't figure that out. He had no idea it was Berkshire County, just like the fake Indian thought that Massachusetts had a west coast. Are these that tough questions for him? But today Robert B. Reich said, I saw the Republican senator shaking hands with Kyrsten Sinema last night after she voted to keep the filibuster. They should have given her the back of their hand. Is he advocating violence against women? A bisexual woman on top of everything else. And by the way, what would he, if he tried to give Senator Sinema the back of his hand, where would the hand hit? Would it reach her knee? I doubt it. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing?
Good.
I was calling in earlier before you guessed, and you mentioned that you were talking about the all these people getting out on bail and just committing these horrible crimes.
When right.
Could see it a mile away that it was coming. And I was walking my dog at the time, and then it hit me. Remember like a month ago, it was that horrible school shooting, and then the parents wound up being brought up
in Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Because they're claiming that they should have seen this coming, something like that.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know, if Barney Fife can go out and make a citizen's arrest of all these prosecutors for turning the head, which is causing all this crap.
I think you got to recall, if you live in a state that can recall these people, that's what you have to do. I mean, that's what they're doing in Los Angeles and San Francisco, because California has a recall provision in the Constitution, so they're going to try to recall these people. And then you have to try to defeat them. I mean, they didn't succeed in defeating Kim Fox, the one who wanted to broom the Jussie Smollett race hoax case. But they tried to get rid of her. I mean, you know, you're right. I mean, like that horrible case where the bum, the deinstitutionalized bum, the one that stuck out his tongue to the camera when he was arrested, he's the one who threw pushed the Chinese American woman onto the subway tracks, I think in Times Square, and killed her. So he was up before the judge yesterday, and he's saying, please help me. Please help me. It's a little late to be asking for help. You killed somebody. You were out, you know, you've committed all these crimes and you killed somebody, and now you're throwing yourself on the mercy of the court. I'm sorry. You shouldn't have been out. They have to get control of these laws, and that means you have to get control of the legislatures. When the Republicans, as bad as they were in Albany, controlled the state Senate, you didn't have these problems, because whatever else the Republicans were doing, they stole, just like Democrats, but they would stop stuff like no bail laws from going through. And it's just, you know, elections have consequences, and these blue states in particular are paying a terrible, terrible price in blood and treasure and out migration, because everybody who's getting out is getting out, fleeing, voting with their feet. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.